Binational agreements aim to make the Great Lakes fishable, swimmable, and drinkable, but the International Joint Commission, an advisory body to the U.S. and Canadian governments, says there needs to be more ways to assess the progress of cleanup. Health officials advising the IJC are recommending measuring chemical integrity of the water, biological hazards, contaminants in fish, and illness and other risks at Great Lakes beaches. John Dellinger is a pharmacology professor at Concordia University in Mequon and co-chair of the IJC's Health Professionals Advisory Board. Dellinger says the panel has had to concentrate on available chemical data, such as for the corn herbicide atrazine.
It's not necessarily the most hazardous chemical that we would have in water. However, it is one that's already being monitored by both countries, and it indicates a land use pattern that, if not careful, it could cause an impact and hazard for humans.
Dellinger says biological hazards include those that may disrupt the endocrine system.
Everything from pesticides that were used in the past that are still there from, bioaccumulation, to things that are currently going into the water, like some of the surfactants from industrial use.
Dellinger says he expects the International Joint Commission to act on the recommendations later this year. The IJC is also gathering ideas on how to measure the health of the Great Lakes ecosystem. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.